The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
With just about 5 days left before the really important midterm election, Senator Tim Scott's making the rounds throughout South Carolina. What an inspiring story this man has. Let's listen for a moment to one of his campaign ads.
My family went from cotton to Congress in one lifetime. So how did the Democrats and media welcome South Carolina's first black senator? When I wrote a bill strengthening policing, they called me Uncle Tim. When I wrote a bill to cut taxes for single moms, they called me a prop. The truth is, they want the issues, not the solutions, because they're interested in power, not progress. I'm Tim Scott, and I approve this message because this is a fight we must win.
And yes, we must win that fight. On our guest line this morning, Senator Tim Scott. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. I'm doing really well. Thanks for starting out with Cotton to Congress, a story about South Carolina and the evolution of the greatest state in the nation.
Yes, and what a story that is. It's always a pleasure to have you on, Senator. Your story inspires me. Less than a week away, are you seeing some light at the end of the tunnel? You're making the rounds. You have to be tired by now.
I'm energized by the people that I meet all over our great state. There's no doubt that there's no better place to live and call home than South Carolina. And people here have common sense, and we love using common sense. It's one of the reasons why when we were in control, we were able to secure the border, rebuild our military, kill terrorists, have cheap gas. These are just some of the simple accomplishments that South Carolinians literally celebrate. And I look forward with their votes, and they're my bosses, continuing to serve them in the same way.
Yep. And of course, we're in early voting. If you would like to early vote, let me remind you, if you're not quite sure where to vote, I've set up a link for you. All you need to do is just text the keyword vote to 877-235-9405. I'll send you the information. You can go vote, or better yet, just go on election day. Maybe I'm just a little traditional here. I love to go spend some time at the polling place. Senator, as you've traveled around the state on the campaign trail, let's talk about some of the important issues that you've been hearing about from South Carolinians.
Well, Joey, let me first say thank you so much for using common sense on the radio. Your voice is necessary and important. And some of the common sense issues I've been hearing a lot about is inflation. There's no doubt that in many ways, inflation and the economy are the two biggest issues I hear all over South Carolina. And crime is still a very important issue as well. And the third big issue I'm hearing a lot about is that we now recognize every single county is a border county. We are very concerned about the fentanyl flowing across our southern border. We're very concerned that 98 people on the watch list, national security watch list, have been caught at our southern border, and 2.3 million illegal crossings in 1 year. A record-breaking, terrible, terrible statistic.
Yeah, it's just amazing, Senator. And here's what I don't understand with the issue at the border. I mean, when Joe Biden and the Democrats defend their open border policy, it's their country too. They're allowing these people to come in to their country as well. They're allowing these drugs to come into their country too. How do they justify that?
There is no justification, Joey. Think about the impact of the illegal drugs coming across the border. More than 107,000 Americans have died to overdoses. A touch of fentanyl can literally kill children. I looked at Halloween this year and the precipitous drop off of kids coming to collect candy throughout neighborhoods because their parents, rightfully so, are afraid of any candy being laced with fentanyl. This is an American tragedy brought to us by open borders, led, unfortunately, by President Biden and the Progressive Democrat Party.
Yep, yep. Senator, one of the issues that you have been out front on, you've done a lot of work on, and I applaud you for it, opportunity zones. Talk with us about opportunity zones, what they are and why they're important.
Well, we have 139 opportunity zones in South Carolina. They allow for the private sector, no government money, the private sector to bring cash back to some of the most devastated communities in our state. Good news is we've seen tremendous development in opportunity zones because of my program. And one example is in Hampton County, rural South Carolina. They're creating an agricultural tech center that will help us grow our own fruits and vegetables here in South Carolina to feed this nation, as opposed to importing them from Mexico. So we're looking at becoming more food independent in this country because of our new ATC in Hampton County, creating 1,500 jobs in the Greenville area, a nearly $100 million development in the city, another one in Columbia, one in Charleston. Every part of this state is being positively impacted by the opportunity zones.
Yep. Let's talk a minute too, Senator, about your position on school choice. I know that you have been a big supporter of that. Where do you think we need to head when it comes to school choice?
You know, when I think about the negative impact of poor schools in the toughest neighborhoods, I think about our rural parts of South Carolina that sometimes we struggle to find quality education. School choice would infuse hope and opportunity and make sure that every single zip code in South Carolina has quality education. Joey, in today's South Carolina, the difference between the haves and the have-nots, it's not the color of your skin, it's not even necessarily your income, it's the quality of education that your kids experience will determine how far they go in life and how much they make. That's good news in that we've made progress in other areas demographically. We still struggle to make sure our kids have quality education. Getting that right will change the future of our youngest kids in this state permanently. We must have quality education. And frankly, I don't care, Joey, whether it's public school, private school, charter school, magnet schools, homeschool. I want quality education in every single zip code.
Yep. On a guest line this morning, Senator Tim Scott, you will see his name on the ballot if you vote early or if you go next Tuesday on Election Day. Again, if you're not quite sure where to vote, just text the keyword vote to 877-235-9405. Our text line, I'll send you a quick link. It'll give you all the details of early voting, and it will also give you information about your polling place next week. Senator, we mentioned earlier one of the top issues on the minds of the voters is inflation. The reason I believe, and I think you will agree, that we are experiencing decades-high inflation is because of federal spending, the trillions of dollars that have been introduced to our economy. Talk with us about spending and how, assuming that the GOP does get control of both houses of the Congress next Tuesday, how you guys can kind of rein the spending back in.
Absolutely. Joey, very important point, and thank you for making it. You think about the fact under Democrat control, all 100% control of House, Senate, and the White House, they have spent, in addition to the $4 trillion of annual spending, they spent approximately $5 trillion on top of that. When you add that much fuel to a fire, there's an explosion. Inflation goes up, and your spending power goes down. 19 consecutive months, inflation has been higher than wage growth, leading to an actual Biden pay cut. That is devastating. The fastest way for us to get out of this is for us to just say no. And when we are in the majority, we'll have enough votes saying no so that we won't have a $1.9 trillion COVID package with only 1% going to COVID. We won't have a $1.2 trillion infrastructure package with less than 10% going to roads and bridges. We won't have a $739 billion boondoggle green energy plan that increases taxes and devastates the economy. That $4 trillion would never have happened if we had one more seat in the Senate or six or seven in the House. So literally, one seat in the Senate cost the American taxpayers over $4 trillion. Wow. We must win back the majority.
Wow, that's an interesting way to put that, Senator, and you're right. Obviously, we got to get you reelected, so vote, vote, vote. I can't say that enough, but it's important to get you some help in the U.S. Senate, too. We got a key race just south of us in Georgia, a key race in North Carolina. Your colleague, Florida Senator Rick Scott, chair of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, predicted maybe 52-plus majority. All right, Senator, I want you to kind of shine that crystal ball of yours off. What's your prediction? What do you see coming next week?
Well, Jimmy, I see at least 51 seats in the Senate. That's great news from my perspective. I believe Herschel Walker is going to win. I know that Ted Budd's slightly in the lead, and we need to hold on to that lead. Oz is heading in the right direction. We have good news coming out of Nevada and Arizona. Ohio looks pretty good. And then, frankly, New Hampshire is now looking stronger than ever. So we could, on a great night, end up at 53 or 54 seats. I think on a good night, we're at 51. Anything less than that, it is a bad night for America.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to go there. It's going to be a good night.
Exactly.
We're gonna get you majority. We're going to reelect you, Senator Tim Scott. It's always a pleasure. Be safe out there, and good luck on Tuesday.
Thank you, Joey. Thank you all for your vote. God bless you.
Always a pleasure. U.S. Senator Tim Scott, again, text the keyword VOTE to 877-235-9405. I'll send you the information that you need for early voting and to find your precinct for next week as well.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.